Well, there's no doubt he's jealous. He's jealous of Greg Norman and this photograph we're seeing on Instagram and page 3 of the Telegraph of Greg Norman, the great white shark, naked, having a tub at the side of a river.
What?
A tub.
A tub.
Oh, sorry. Tub.
Tub.
Out on the side of the river. Phil Moss, can you believe it?
Incredible.
He's in good nick.
There's two photos that really stood out this morning. It's the great white shark and it's the
great white shark.
The great white shark.
Last night, mate, bit of a pipe opener.
Yeah, it was. It was, we played
the Sydney FC, I've got to say.
Yeah, that's right. The Johnny Warren Community Challenge at Leichhardt Oval. We took on Earlwood Wanderers. It's an annual game for Sydney FC, and it's a fantastic night. Great community event. Strong crowd that turned out, yep. and the boys put on a show. And I have to give credit to Earlwood. They play the game in such great spirits. Wonderful people as well. The good news for us, Bobo, Bross, Matty Simon all got on the score sheet, so that's always good for the confidence. Yordi Boyce got two, and our new signing, Paolo Retre, scored a bomb from a corner from outside the box. So a good confidence builder for the boys, and you know, great to have the ball at the feet for long periods of the game so we could work on our structures.
There's nothing like playing a game, though, whether is it either. Even if you're playing Earlwood Wanderers, it doesn't matter. Having that ability to have the competition rather than that training just gives you another sense of getting ready for the big stuff.
Yeah, that's right, Berkey. And, you know, turning up, it's game night. It doesn't matter who you're playing. You can feel that you've got that feeling in the dressing room, and the players were buzzing before the game because, as you said, you'd rather play a game like that in front of a crowd and than turn up to train every day. And it was a really good exercise from our point of view.
Now, mate, I remember the old days of the Emco Cup down there at Leichhardt on a Wednesday night with the wind whistling off the water. And we had the Sou'wester going last night. It must have been. I bet you it was a bit brisk.
It certainly was for us on the bench. it was. But it was a great surface too. So credit to the ground staff at Leichhardt Oval. But, it was certainly brisk. I don't know if you can hear, I'm a little bit nasally this morning from the exercise, but luckily we've got big, warm coaching jackets at Sydney FC.
Isn't it great when you see the coaches on the sideline just getting a little bit cold? You know, it's just not doing the hard work, enjoying a cup of coffee at the same time. They're normally
hot under the collar.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, credit to Puma for the gear that they provide us. Magnificent.
Beautiful.
Kept us nice and warm.
Don't get cold there. Riley McGree, off to Club Bruges from Adelaide.
Yes, he is. And we spoke about this a few weeks ago, actually, when it was first touted. It's a four-year deal. He broke through to the Socceroos last season with his breakthrough year in the A-League for Adelaide United. It's a big loss for Adelaide. He's a very exciting young talent. But Club Bruges, what about their history with developing Australians, or signing Australians, I should say? Matty Ryan, Bernie Abini, if you go way, way back, Paul Ocon. And, of course, Danny Vukovic is in Belgium as well with Genk. So a fair few Aussies are plying their trade in Belgium. And it's a great league to break through into Europe, because a lot of the bigger leagues around Europe scout Belgium quite heavily.
Mm. What's Bernie Abini up to?
He's in the MLS. Right. Yes, he's over there now. Having quite a good season as well. I've seen him on the TV a few times and following the footsteps of Timmy Cahill.
Mate, we've been talking about James Chouissi.
Yeah, so he was photographed.
I hope he makes a decision soon.
Well, he's made a decision. He's not signing for Maccabi Haifa, which was interesting because he was photographed at the airport in Israel holding up a Haifa scarf. So everyone thought, well, it's just a lay-down Mazzeri. He's there for his medical. And now there's been a big backflip. But there's talk of him now going to Turkey or Russia with Dynamo Moscow showing some interest. But I think this will be his 10th move in his career, and he's only 29. So,
just imagine the pool room there with all the jerseys around the around the walls there. I mean, how do you...
It'd be a great great auction night, wouldn't it?
A great auction night. A great trivia night to say what clubs has he been at. Does he find that inconsistent then to be able to... Because you want to play in a team that's got longevity about it. You know, you're working combinations. And if he's chopping and changing, is that limiting his playing potential, so to speak?
Look, I think it has to have an effect, because you know what it's like. You go to a new environment, you have to settle, you have to find your feet, you have to... find your form as well. And that's a lot of moves over a short period of your life. And Jimmy's, you know, he has become a crucial member of the Socceroos again. So I'm sure Ange Postecoglou is in his ear you know, giving him some advice on where he'd like to see him play. But ultimately, every decision is down to the player and his management and his family.
Yeah.
So let's hope he gets that settled quickly, because we've got some pretty important qualifiers coming up for the Socceroos soon.
Trent Sainsbury?
Fabio Capello, the famous Italian manager, is managing his Chinese team, Jiangsu Suning. He's called him back. He was on loan at Inter Milan in Italy. Has called him back and told him he'll be his number one centre-half. They're trying to avoid relegation, which we won't know until November. I think the season finishes over there. But there's been some interest in, from Hellas Verona in the Serie A. They got promoted last season from Serie B. But apparently Capello has said hands off. He's our player until his contract runs out.
Yeah, right.
$2.5 million a year. So if he did move, he'd have to probably take a fair pay cut.
That's a tough call sometimes.
Yeah.
Let's go over to the EPL, mate. Jose Mourinho. He's got a grand plan, perhaps.
A 15-year plan, apparently. Came out yesterday and said he'd...
That's the longest I've heard.
That's a big one. I've heard the three-year plans.
I used to think the five-year was long.
Yeah, that's
15
right.
years?
Well, I don't think he's asking for a 15-year contract. I think he's saying that I can see myself here for 15 years. Okay. And, you know, he didn't compare himself to Sir Alex Ferguson. He said that is absolutely unique. And he actually said that probably Arsene Wenger will be the last of those really long-term coaches at the one club, just because of the way the game's evolved now. And if you lose a few games, you're out. You win a few games, you can stay. But, yeah, good to see that he's got his heart set on being at Manchester United for a long time, because he's done a great job so far.
Do you know Alvaro Morata? He's just joined Chelsea from Real Madrid.
Yeah. That's been on the cards for a few weeks now.
So that's a great signing. About £60 million.
Yeah. Nothing to it. But what about this? Some good news out of Liverpool. I love bringing up Liverpool because it's my team. But Jurgen Klopp has said Philippe Coutinho is going nowhere. Neither are any key players within his squad. And he said improvement comes from within, not just by signing new players. So he's looking for areas that his current players can improve. Winger Mohamed Salah has come across from Roma. This guy is rapid. He's a left winger. He's incredible with and without the ball. His pace is frightening. Scores great goals from outside the box. So, exciting times for Liverpool.
If that is the case, how many Liverpool juniors would be in that Liverpool team?
Wow. Question without notice there, TK.
I'd say zero.
No, I wouldn't say zero. It's less than what the English game probably needs, definitely. Mm. And that's why the English national team is struggling at big tournaments. But... yeah, Liverpool is one of those teams that's got a fantastic academy and it does like to promote from within.
Well done, mate. Sydney FC 9-0 last night in a nice little warm-up against Earlwood Wanderers. Thanks, Mossy.
Thanks, guys. See you tomorrow.